So when we get a decision from inside, how do we know whether it is the mind's decision or the intelligence decision? Yes, usually anything which is short-term, impulsive, just do it, that sort of thing, that comes from the mind. Now, things which are more long-term, more mature, they come from the intelligence. So at the moment, it may be difficult to decide. So usually when we get a decision from within, it is safe to press a pause button. When we get a decision, no need to act on it immediately. Because at that time when something comes from within, we get a very strong force. I want to do it right away. But at that time, we are not able to evaluate. So just press a pause button. And then maybe after 24 hours or after some time, we look back at the decision. Because whenever any idea comes within us, now the ideas can be good also. But when the idea comes, at that time, you know, all our thoughts are about how good the idea is. Because at that time, it's my idea which has come. So the creativity has come, and because of that, the objectivity is less. But if we wait for some time, then the creative excitement has gone down, and then the objective evaluation becomes possible. So if we wait for some time and then reevaluate whatever the decision was, then we will be able to make out, is this a sound decision or is it just a feeling? And if it's a major decision, then we can also, it is good to write it down. This is what I think I'm thinking of doing. Should I do it? And we write it down. When we write down the pros, the cons, why I feel I should do it, why I should not do it. Then when we write things down, when it comes to major decision, that is like taking a snapshot of our mind. Our mind has so many thoughts, and as long as they're just going on and on inside, we get congested inside, we are not able to decide. But when we get them outside, then that distance between us and the thoughts brings more objectivity and we can evaluate. And then if it's a major decision, then we can wait for some time and look at our thoughts over a period of time. Maybe after 1 week, after 1 month, after 2 months, 3 months, if the same kind of thoughts are remaining, then that means this is not just a passing passion of the mind. Rather, it is a sustained aspiration, sustained interest, sustained inclination that I have. And then if the same pattern continues consistently, then it is good to do that. And most importantly, we always need some other person who can give us a trustworthy feedback. So if we have a spiritual master or spiritual guides, who are senior devotees, from whom we may not have many guides like that, but even if we have one or two, whom we can consult before making a major decision, then we will be in a safer situation. See, for most people, we evaluate them through our mind. That means if somebody tells me do something, then immediately we think through our mind, why does this person want me to do this? What are they going to get through it? So we evaluate everyone through our mind. But if we have even one trustworthy guide, then through whom we evaluate the mind. So the mind comes between us and the world, but our spiritual master comes between us and the mind and tells us, okay, this is the mind. I'm not saying every idea that comes from within is bad, but major life decisions cannot be taken just as, okay, I feel like doing this. This is what I got the decision from within. There has to be a process of evaluation. So first is a pause button, and then evaluate after some time. If it's a longer major decision, then write it down and keep reviewing whether our feelings stay the same, whether that inner feeling stays the same over a long period of time. And also consult someone trustworthy who can help us to evaluate in a more objective way whatever that decision has come. And that way we can move forward. So in general, if some inner thought is coming which is against the principles of scripture, Guru Sadhu Shastra, then that is actually illusion. In the early days of our movie, 1966-67, one young girl came to Prabhupada and she said, Prabhupada, you came in my dream and you told me to take LSD. So Prabhupada said, that was not me, that was Maya in my dress. So if some decision we are getting which is against Guru Sadhu Shastra, then it's very clear we should not do it. That is simply the mind speaking. But many decisions may not be so easily clear. So that's why we can have this basically pausing and evaluating. That way we can understand which is the voice of the mind and which is the voice of the intelligence. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.